All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Zomorodi. I've been going to a lot of conferences in the last couple of weeks, listening to New York City's economic leaders and CEOs. And what they keep saying is that their biggest challenge is to find talent, in particular, people who can write computer code. So if that's where the jobs are, how difficult is it really to learn to make an app or a computer program? Reporters Tracy Samuelson and Stan Alcorn decided to see if they could get in on the so-called app economy. Here's the story of Tracy and Stan's quest to learn how to code.
We got the idea to make our own app a few months ago after we crashed a hackathon.
Picture this, a bunch of hackers, mostly men, spending their weekend creating programs from scratch. But the thing about this hackathon is that they weren't making programs for your computer, they were making programs for your cell phone.
Jesse Taylor was one of those hackers. He compared the coming mobile boom to the PC boom of the 1970s and the dot-com boom of the 90s.
The mobile boom is going to make each of those previous ones look exponentially small, like the dot-com boom isn't a boom, it's more like a little spark at the beginning of the space shuttle engines when they shoot out those little sparks and then the thing lights up. The mobile revolution is that big.
Big meaning big changes for how people live and work, but also big money. There's no one way to quantify this, but a report from the Yankee Group said that revenues from apps could grow to almost $100 billion by 2016.
$100 billion. That's bigger than the big three automakers in Detroit.
Combined.
And if these guys could hack together an app over just a weekend, we're thinking maybe we could do it too.
We figure we're pretty good at recording sound. I mean, that's what we do, right? So maybe we could do something with that.
Can you change Siri's voice? Could we change Siri's voice to like...
That sounds complicated.
That sounds really complicated. All right.
Well, what if we... We eventually landed on the idea of making an app that plays sound effects. And we took that idea to an actual free class on mobile app development during New York City's Internet Week.
Who here is primarily looking to learn to code an application yourself? Okay, that's a substantial part.
Except the class is completely full. It's actually more than full. We couldn't elbow anywhere close to the classroom. But afterwards, I met Neka Obiudu. Like us, she has no programming experience. But I asked her if she thought she'd be able to hack together an app.
Definitely. I feel like all these resources out there, they make it like really easy for like customers like me and you who have no like coding background to build your mobile app yourself.
We actually talked to a bunch of other people who were equally optimistic, and so it seemed like we were in good company.
Yeah, and it wasn't just wishful thinking. We knew people who'd actually done this, like Joey Castillo. A few years ago, he was a photojournalist working on his master's thesis, and he had to transcribe a bunch of interviews and couldn't find a good way of doing it on his iPad.
And I was like, oh, wait, why don't I just make that app? And I made it in like 24 hours. And after a while, I thought, hey, I could probably sell this, and now people download it.
How many people?
3 downloads a day, roughly.
So Joey made the app in 24 hours, but it took him about 18 months of teaching himself to code at night in order to get there. And now he works full-time as an app developer. He said he started with a free podcast from Stanford University, but when we check it out, one of the first things we heard was this.
Prerequisite for this class, the most important prerequisite is that you must be a competent, comfortable, object-oriented programmer.
We could be in
trouble
here. We are definitely not competent or comfortable object-oriented programmers. We're not object-oriented programmers at all.
So we started looking for shortcuts. We'd been hearing about some programs that kind of do the coding for you, or at least that's what we were hoping they would do.
Yeah, David Schoenbach manages one of these programs. It's called Tigzy, and he agreed to give us a demo.
He starts by choosing buttons and dragging them onto a picture of a phone in the middle of a computer screen. Then he starts matching those buttons with strings of letters that look suspiciously like a programming language.
Can we just pause here for a second?
Sure.
Because
how would I know how to do that? I mean, I was with you with the drag and drop the buttons.
Great. So you were with me on half of it, and we'll talk about the other half. The half that you were with me on was the user interface design.
Yes. At this point, we're a couple months in, and we've made little progress on our app. Actually, we've made no progress on our app. And so when David backs up and starts going over these steps again, it's still over my head, and I start to feel a little hopeless.
So what I'm hearing you say is that I still have to know HTML5, which consists of three different languages.
It sure does help.
It helps because even with all of these tools that do a lot of the work for you, if you don't understand how they work, you can get stuck and then you can't get unstuck. When that happened to me, all my app could do was display one word. It said hello.
So at this point, it looks like we're going to have to bite the bullet and learn some code.
We're looking for Zach at Code Academy.
Okay.
Do you know where he might be?
Yeah, grab a seat.
Zach Sims is the co-founder of a startup called Code Academy. It's a company that uses online exercises, kind of like computer games, to teach a bunch of different coding languages. They launched in August, and already millions of people have signed up for what their website calls the easiest way to learn how to code.
But even Zach is a bit guarded when we tell him our plan.
A lot of programmers sort of get frustrated at this whole, like, learning to code is easy movement. It's definitely not easy.
I'm kind of glad to hear you say that because I think I was one of those people. How do you go from, like, zero to app? What's a reasonable time frame? What's kind of the commitment?
I mean, it depends on what you're building is the first thing, right? So building, like, a really simple to-do app could be, like, a few-week project, but if you're building like a real, you know, polished iOS app, then like expect to spend a long time.
Sim says that it can take a team of professionals 6 months to make the kind of really polished app that you or I probably download.
I think it's sort of like a myth to say that someone can learn in a month to build like a really good app.
Okay, so that is a pretty big reality check. And as terrible as it feels to admit this, I am starting to think I'm not going to be able to make an app in the limited amount of time I have to commit to this project. And I'm starting to think in the bigger picture that the mobile app revolution that so many people are really excited about isn't going to include everyone.
I do still feel like it's within reach. In fact, I've got a new idea for an app that I'm really excited about.
All right, you heard it here, folks. Stan is making an app, and I'm sticking to reporting. For WNYC, I'm Tracy Samuelson.
And I'm Stan Alcorn.
Last month, the top 25 developers in the U.S. accounted for half of all app revenue. But don't let that stop you. If you're thinking of learning to code, go to our website, wnyc.org/tech. You'll find Stan and Tracy's top 5 tips and resources. You can also follow us on Twitter at New Tech City. And be sure to download our podcast, free from iTunes. I'm Anoush Samarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.